What's up, everybody? It's Low Cash.
And it's time for Straight Talk.
We connect with our family as much as possible. I'm talking 5-6 times a day. You know, we got great wives. They understand a little bit more about the kids. My oldest is 7 now, and he's questioning everything. One of the questions last week was, Dad, I would do anything to get you 10 days straight at home. And my heart went in my stomach.
And it just goes on and on, you know, because that's all we have out here is our phones and our connection home. And, you know, it's just, it's everything.
Just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
The best-kept secret for luxury and safety? Volvo. The best-kept secret to obtain a Volvo? Howard Orloff Volvo Cars. Howard Orloff Volvo has been proudly serving Chicagoland for over 55 years. And did you know, at Howard Orloff Volvo, during Volvo's Sweden's Greetings holiday sales event, you can get special year-end pricing, finance, and lease offers on all remaining 2017 models. And did you know, you can lease a new 2017 Volvo S90 T6 for $469 a month for 36 months with no down payment, or buy for $47,988. Plus, come in and experience the exciting all-new 2018 Volvo XC60. Isn't it time you get to know Howard Orloff Volvo Cars? Visit Howard Orloff Volvo, just off the Kennedy at Armitage, or online at howardorloffvolvo.com.
Demonstrator, stock number V02835. First month's payment plus tax, title, license, and doc fee due at signing with approved credit. No security deposit. See dealer for details.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I've never felt more alive.
Disclaimer, GEICO cannot guarantee you will feel more alive. You either possess functioning respiratory and circulatory systems, or you do not, or you are a zombie. If you are indeed a brain-starved zombie and you would like to save money on car insurance, the GEICO legal team applauds your excellent life choices, even in your shambling afterlife. But we strongly encourage you to visit GEICO.com or download the GEICO app. Please stay a minimum of 500 feet away from our large and presumably delicious, delicious brains.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
You're listening to Chicago's original sports talk station, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago.
This hour is brought to you by Townstone Financial.
Yeah, I don't know about all the personality stuff, but, you know, I know we've played good and gotten a lot better in the last 3 years. He's experienced, he's seen a lot of offenses. You know, you have to grow and change in this league. The game's changed a lot. Over that time, from personnel groups to formations to style of play, I think he's done a good job staying up with that. You know, we see no huddle a lot more. It's just become a different game, you know, so you have to evolve in time with that.
Nothing but compliments for his defensive coordinator, even though we're told there has been some friction on occasion between John Fox and Vic Fangio. Fangio is saying that all he really wanted to do was be a high school football coach and live happily ever after, but he's done fine for himself. I find Vic Fangio very likable in a league that has created a fashion for not telling the truth or finding some way to stay away from the truth. Fangio's incapable of being that guy. And I love that. And maybe that's what keeps him from getting more head coaching opportunities, because he seems allergic to lying. And you ask him a question, he'll answer it for you. Who's playing well, who's not playing well, who's got to do better, and he'll have names for you. He'll have things. So I hope he sticks around.
Vic Fangio's honesty is part of what concerns me about this this Kyle Fuller renaissance that we've seen in 2017, because last year got to the point where Fangio was basically just blunt about, like, yeah, I think he could be playing, I think he should be playing. He's not. But now we see in a contract year, he's out here, and he seems to be maximizing the full abilities that he's been blessed with. So then after contract year, what does that mean for Kyle Fuller at that point? That to me is the caveat to this season, where Kyle Fuller is playing at an exceptional level, looking like a true quality NFL defensive back.
I get so nervous about paying guys in contract years. And the fact is, dude, I've been trying to think about this, too. You tell me. Kyle, we've seen a lot of Kyle Fuller because he's still targeted so often. He's made terrific plays on the ball. And we see him jumping in and slapping the ball away and jumping up and down and signifying and representing. Meanwhile, why are they not throwing to Prince Amukamara's side of the field? Isn't that a perfectly fair question?
A very fair question.
If they've made that choice, either because the wide receiver looks open, maybe he's got great closing speed or improved closing speed and closing angle. Maybe as some more advanced defensive backs do, they know exactly how much space to give to have a quarterback make an interceptable throw or a defendable throw. Or it's possible the guy on the other side just has his guy more locked up.
My assessment through at least the first half of the season, and you know, Fuller was making plays from game one, really, but I felt like he was playing at a safe level of aggression as far as how tightly he was attempting to cover wide receivers. As an example, where, you know, if you're in man coverage, your man coverage does not always have to be press man,
right?
But there's a certain level of distance that you should not allow the receiver. He seemed to be, to me, playing safe at a distance where he wanted to make sure he was in a position to drive downhill on the football, and making sure the passes wouldn't get beyond him behind his head. Sure. And he would come up and aggressively make tackles. So you're going to make a lot of tackles in certain games, but you're going to allow a level of space, a level of cushion between yourself and the receiver because you're pedaling so quickly, because you're not biting on double moves or on routes that maybe you would drive on in a certain scenario when you're trying to take a more aggressive angle mm-hmm. to be sure you're there for the deflection, for the interception. So that's a long way of saying, to me, while playing well, he played safe from a spatial standpoint earlier in the season than I believe he has lately. I believe now here over the past, let's say, month, he's gotten to a point where he's been more aggressive with the distance he has disallowed wide receivers and invaded their personal space more than he was early in the year.
And obviously when there's zone coverage involved too, it's we get hung up on individual play, but sometimes it's dictated by what space of the field, where that seam is, whether it's not, even if it appears, oh, why is he so far behind that guy? Well, maybe he passed him off and it wasn't his responsibility anymore. And the depth of the drop of the linebacker is where the mistake was. You know, we see that often where, you see the linebacker, oh, he almost made the play. Well, yeah, he was reaching up for the ball because he bit on a fake that had just those two steps make all the difference in the world. And, you know, when you see John Timu, and it's just watching his hips try to turn and watching him kind of get back down the field. It's like, come on!
Franchise tag just over $15 million. Is that too much for you for 1 year, Kyle Fuller?
Oh.
Hey, that's a... The answer, as always, I would have to know the equal and opposite reaction elsewhere on the cap. Right? Yes. It's not in the vacuum.
And my initial reaction is because the Bears have cap space, then maybe. Like, Albert Haynesworth got franchise... This was like in the infancy of the franchise tag, where the Tennessee Titans continued to franchise tag Albert Haynesworth over mm-hmm. and over again. I don't put Kyle Fuller in the full Albert Haynesworth category with my level of concern for his football character, but I'd like to see him prove it for another year, and 15 mil for 1 year. I don't think he's played like a $15 million
corner. He's not a Pro Bowler.
Right. So I don't think he's played like a $15 million corner.
This is such a Bears thing. The Bears thing is, guy plays relatively well, and we immediately think, we can't lose that guy. He played relatively well. We can't lose a relatively good performer. Like, there's studs in this league.
Right, they're available.
There's bad mofos in this league that change games. The fact that we're so bereft of individual talent that Kyle Fuller has a nice year. Like, oh, God, should we spend $15 million to keep Kyle Fuller? I mean, let's get some perspective here.
Uh-huh.
I mean, really, where we're coming, it's not A.J. Bouye is going to have some sort of like all-time record set for either passer rating against or completion percentage against. It's one of the advanced Pro Football Focus numbers. It's going to be an all-time record. That's one of the free agents we were just talking about with Brian Billick. But I'm not trying to denigrate at all your list of guys, because mm-hmm. earlier in the show, we had the Anthony Heron list of, what was it, the 21 players who are either fourth year in their league, in the league or less, and pretty good. And worth thinking that they're good, reasonable reason for optimism, okay?
Right.
Just guys that merit reasonable optimism, which is fine. But now when you're talking about $15 million and when you're talking about really the rubber meeting the road of starting to allocate your funds, of budgeting for your team, are we really going that crazy over someone proven competent?
Well, and in transition, like even with Esposito, we were using the term developmental. And that's what a lot of these draft prospects who, you know, I'm one who I feel like, especially the last couple of years, Ryan Pace have drafted pretty well, but to meet the top of the draft, I've been, you know, repeatedly fairly I've questioned the Leonard Floyd pick in the top 10 back then, not because he wasn't gifted, but because he was developmental. You know, Cody Whitehair has been a good young football player, but a developmental player. Adam Shaheen, developmental player. Mitchell Trubisky, to me, didn't look like a guy who's going to come in from day one and be a starter. That's why, to me, he didn't make sense for the number two pick. He was the number two quarterback in the draft, let alone the number two pick. So, to me, another developmental guy. So, it might be where 3-4 years into a lot of these players, Ryan Pace ends up looking smart, but there's not an immediate star in that group. There's not a day one alpha in that group that we've seen Ryan Pace draft as of yet. And to me, that's where that comparison of, yes, young talent needs to be littered throughout your roster, but you do need some alphas. You do need some stars littered in there somewhere.
Leonard Floyd
has star potential.
He has to be that guy next year.
Yes.
Next year.
It's got to
happen. Healthy and dominating games. And when we talk about the guys that, and Charles Davis made mention of it, when the opposing coordinator is putting the game plan together, first it has to be find that guy and how many people have to block him, where is he on every play. And if you're a 10-win team, you've got at least four of those guys in your defense.
Somebody that the opponent will game plan around, has to game plan around. That's one of the things that will separate your good defense from your great defense, because when the opponent has to game plan around, whether it's a great wide receiver, whether it's a great defensive pass rusher, when you know this is a guy the opponent has to game plan for, then that puts you in a position to dictate towards them schematically as well, because you know when that guy's here, when our guy's over here, they react to it this way. They have to, or he's just going to massacre the guy across from him.
It's so funny how we'll play up. It's not just Kyle Fuller. It was the year that Akeem Hicks had. Akeem Hicks had a nice year.
Mm-hmm.
You know what he did? His job. He did. He played
it well.
He played mostly five technique and occasionally moved around a little bit depending on
some
how
sub
they
packages they moved. Yeah.
How they wanted to angle that, sometimes in the middle, sometimes over a shoulder of a guard. But he did his job. And because he did, and he made some plays, he's got to make the Pro Bowl. He's just we're trying to fill the vacuum of stardom is what happens, and we get all excited. I mean, the game that Eddie Jackson had when he had the 275-yard return, the interception return, and the fumble return, and it was like the greatest day a rookie's ever had. Oh my God, he's the player of the week. The whole thing, okay, wonderful. But then you get back to the day-to-day business of football, and it's been so long since Brian Urlacher was just here. It's probably the best cover two middle linebacker, right?
That's a fair assessment, yeah.
Nobody's done what he's done the way he's done it.
Mm-hmm.
Guy's going to be in the Hall of Fame, and there were some terrific defenses there, but we've seen great players here. There are no great players here right now. Maybe there could be some, but it's really, really hard to just put together an entire team of decent players and win that Super Bowl. Super Bowl team somewhere in your team, there's greats. That's how it's done. It's not like the NBA where it's just you know it going in and you know, okay, Hall of Famer, bunch of great players, we got a shot here. But you're right. We can get excited about who's playing well and who might be good, but good doesn't cut it if you're really holding yourself to a championship standard. And you'd like somebody to come in for the draft and that very first practice. Not, oh, we like where he's coming along, and then he tweaks his foot from the very first practice.
A lot of foot tweakers in this Bears lineup.
I'm just saying that, that one time, where you know that look? The look that you would get, and I mean, I remember this as a reporter, when sometimes you would just, I remember covering some of those Urlacher teams, when they started to realize how special he was, when he didn't even know what he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And he was making mistakes, and he was making them fast. And first they tried him at weak side, and then they tried him at strong side, and finally he ended up in the middle. But when the looks you would get from guys in the office and you asked about him, they'd be like, man, that dude. You know, you started to hear some things, and you started to realize that they were sending you every message that there's something going on here. When is the last, probably since they had Julius Peppers, and it was Urlacher himself talking about it, the last time there was a Bear, say what you're, Tariq Cohen, no, he's really quick, and Adam Shaheen, he's really tall, but it's, you got to have those guys where you know it in it's 89 degrees in the middle of summer, and players are starting to talk about, hey, that dude is killing it. That dude is something. It's been, when's the last time that happened?
I mean, you probably mentioned him. It was probably Urlacher, because to me, with the talent that's on the current roster, there's so many guys who you can point to and say, yeah, he maybe has some special physical traits that are there. How does that mesh with productivity? That to me is the biggest concern I have for, you know, the special talent that is Leonard Floyd. And we just heard sound a little while ago, Shane played it from Vic Fangio, and like, yeah, we haven't quite used the full scope of his versatility. He can do even more. And he's still, like I've talked to you and Jason about throughout the year, you know, he's increasing his toolbox as a pass rusher. There's some of those things that, you know, when you evaluate him on film in college, those are the same things you saw where they moved him around a lot while he was at Georgia and he made some plays here and there, but he wasn't a consistent force. He wasn't a consistently productive force towards the opponent.
How many times it happened to you on a practice field, like a training camp field, when somebody either ran by you or jumped over you or somebody fit a pass through a window where you were just like, oh, okay, we're dealing with that now, where you knew there was next level stuff going on?
Oh, I mean, and the thing is, in the NFL, you'll see the guys who you can tell they're elite level players because of some of those physical traits that will wow you. I mean, you know, when you can hear the ball coming out of Brett Favre's hands on the practice field in Green Bay, some of those things are wow factors. But then there's a Sean Rogers, a 350-pound defensive tackle out of Texas. I was with him in the Lions, who can do 360-degree dunks when we're messing around, doing little tours for fan bases and, you know, mm-hmm. different little appearances here and there. The guy's just a special physical talent who didn't have the kind of football grit that you were looking for to be a great defensive tackle. He's that Albert Haynesworth type of guy that you don't want to pay that guy because you're looking for somebody who loves the game, is going to show up every Sunday and give it to you. He wasn't that guy.
The texter says, what about Kyle Long? Well, there was a time when I thought that, but I don't know what Kyle Long is coming back now. Another, like a neck surgery, and all that's wrong with him, I don't know. I don't know what's left of him. It's sometimes with a labrum, you can say it's repaired, but it's never the same. You start taking cartilage out of there, you don't know. Sometimes you hope he can have a few more productive years, but we may have seen the best of him already.
And I think you can, you know, guard, offensive guard is a position where you can get away with more injuries, more surgeries than you can most other places on the field. The interior of the offensive line, where of course you do need a certain level of relative health to get by, to survive on the field. But if he's not the freak athlete that he was for his size before, I think he can still get by with it because of the position that he plays. They don't need to go throwing him back at offensive tackle again, right, which that experiment wasn't a good idea to me in the first place, but especially now that he's diminished physically.
I wanted it. I always thought he was a tackle.
I think it's just screwing around with him too much. It'd have been one thing if he was always a tackle. Okay, let's leave the guy at tackle. But to me, you go from left guard to right tackle, and now you're back inside. And it's just, you never get to bring the potential greatness of a player to its full fruition if you don't allow him to stay at one spot, learn that spot, and just know all the movements, all the little intricacies of it, like the back of his hand, because you're shifting him around from one season to the next.
This segment brought to you by Burlington. Go back to basics at your Burlington store and score the everyday essentials you need, like socks, underwear, denim, plus towels, sheets, and stylish storage, too. Burlington, style for everyone. You're getting in your car, you're headed home, we're here for you. 312-644-6767. We've been talking Bears. We've talked some baseball earlier, a visionary realignment plan that was, I would say, it was probably 9 out of 10 responses we got were strongly positive regarding this.
Which surprised me.
This realignment floated as an idea for Major League Baseball to add a team in Montreal, add a team in Portland, and then completely realign geographically. It would put the Cubs and Sox in the same division, and everybody seemed to be cool with it. So that was fun earlier, but at the moment, Bears front and center. You got the score.
Up next for the Bears, it's their final matchup of the season. A New Year's Eve divisional showdown with the first-place Vikings. Get a full preview right here. Plus, be sure to tune in all day Monday for breaking news regarding John Fox's future with the Bears on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Tiki Barber with the CBS Sports Minute brought to you by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. To rest or not to rest? That is the dilemma facing a handful of NFL teams as they prepare for Week 17 of the NFL season. For the losing teams of the league, the answer is easy. If you have a group of banged-up vets or you want to ward off incentive bonuses, then sit your guys and get some needed real game experience for the younger players. For those already locked into the playoffs, the debate between rust and rest is more complicated. To answer this question, I think back to the preseason and those handful of games that don't matter. Guys are loose, they feel good, they joke around on the sideline, they're relaxed, which is exactly what you don't want for a team bound for the postseason. It's easy to say, don't worry, they'll turn it back on, but flipping that switch isn't always so simple. If I'm a head coach faced with this decision, I don't hesitate. You're playing, gentlemen. It's what you're paid to do. I'm Tiki Barber.
This holiday season, Groupon has something for everyone. Because Groupon has gifts for people who like getting stuff and people who like doing stuff. People who like cookware and people who like restaurants. People who like headphones and people who like concerts. People who like staying in and people who like going out. People who like relaxing in front of a new TV and people who like relaxing at a high-end spa. So whether they like getting stuff or doing stuff, you can find the perfect gift on Groupon. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
This is quarterback development. This is what it looks like. You have guys struggle. You're going to have points where you think the guy's a bust. You're going to have points where you're like, it's just not, the light hasn't come on. And then hopefully it's going to be the third year. It's not going to be next year because presumably you're not going to be in the same scheme or have the same guy around him.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
And listen, everybody's fired, right? It's another double-digit loss season, as we talked about earlier. So you got to have somebody come in that knows what the hell they're doing and knows how to make a young quarterback play better. And you've got to put him in a scheme and a system that will fit what he can do. The offseason is huge.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
I have a difficult time discerning meaning in anything that we're going to see from here on in. That's going to, other than watching Trubisky try to calibrate his targeting system. Because I don't mind throwing picks. If he's able to learn from these things. Yeah. If he's able to say, oh, okay, that's not open. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
I remain convinced that that kid can be great.
So
that,
do I.
But this is who they have. And in no way is the book written on Mitch Trubisky. It's stupid to say so. If anybody's out there saying it, there's still absolutely a chance that he can be great.
I still would bet on good quarterbacks.
So would I.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
And listen, everybody's fired, right? It's another double-digit loss season, as we talked about earlier. So you got to have somebody come in that knows what the hell they're doing and knows how to make a young quarterback play better. And you've got to put him in a scheme and a system that will fit what he can do. The offseason is huge.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
This is quarterback development. This is what it looks like. You have guys struggle. You're going to have points where you think the guy's a bust. You're going to have points where you're like, it's just not, the light hasn't come on. And then hopefully, it's going to be the third year. It's not going to be next year, because presumably, you're not going to be in the same scheme or have the same guy around him.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Aries, this week your long winning streak continues. Ride it as long as you can. Taurus, use the week to get some much-needed rest. Next month is going to be exhausting. Gemini, ask for favors and finish your projects and approach the ones you're interested in this week, because good results are in your stars. Cancer, this week's all about your finances. Chase those dollars and reevaluate your future plans. Leo, a wish or a romantic desire may come true this week. Be ready. And Virgo, changing your lifestyle could be beneficial, be it financially, intimately, or physically. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
Bada boom shakalaka!
Get HBO included for no extra charge with your AT&T Unlimited plan.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I don't really have an evaluation on the head coach's, you know, demeanor. He's the same guy every day, and he's the same guy in the off season as in season, and he's really consistent in that regard. You know what you're going to get out of him. Game day can be interesting at times, but that's the case with all head coaches, because there's a lot of things going on game day. He's always been the same person to me since the first time that I met him. And I've worked for him for 9 years now. Really consistent.
Jeff Rogers, special teams coach. I would have followed up with, when you say interesting, when you say game day can be interesting at times.
Oh, Bernstein.
Is it, may you live, it's like the Chinese proverb of may you live in interesting times. I wonder exactly, coach, what you mean by game day can be interesting. Meaning like, what is he doing? What's happening? Why is he challenging that? Why aren't we going for
it? It's all a problem.
Why aren't we punting? This segment brought to you by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Ready for a bad cold and flu season? A cold is a cold, but flu brings fever. Be prepared with the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, backed by medical professionals everywhere. Did you hear, by the way, that apparently this year's flu shot is only 10% effective?
No, why?
I guess there was a mutation.
Cutbacks on the flu?
No, I forgot which. Is it H2N3? I forgot exactly which strain it is. But the doctors believe that there was some kind of mutation that has done an end run on this year's.
So they're not like watering
vaccine.
Down the flu vaccine.
No. It's just, they can only vaccinate against the strains that exist as they exist, as they create the vaccine. And I think it was something that was going on in Australia where they realized that whatever was sickening people was different. It had mutated and it had become something for which people just this year are not going to be vaccinated.
I was
going
to go to Australia earlier this year too, and we had this damn baby. And we just had to call the trip off.
Well, the good news is that same flu can find you here, because we have things called airplanes.
I've never been a flu shot guy.
I always have.
But I've done it once, and it was just during the course of, all right, let's have a baby. And, well, all right, if your wife may be pregnant, then you got to get the flu shot. And I said, I don't want the flu shot, doc. I've never had one. The doc said, well, get it anyway. And I looked at my wife, and she said, get it. So I got it. But I've had one flu shot in my entire life, and I didn't enjoy it.
Yeah, according to a report in the New England Journal of Medicine, this year's vaccine is about 10% effective. Australia, which uses the same type of vaccine, generally has its flu season during U.S. summer, is seeing record high numbers of cases and higher hospitalizations than usual. The dominant strain is H3N2, which causes more severe illness than others. So I was thinking about getting it, and so what I'm doing is I'm sort of not getting the shots. Like, oh, it's only 10% effective. Why am I going to bother anyway? So
just get it nine more times?
No.
Get 10 flu shots.
No, stop.
That'll do it.
Stop.
That's what
you're going to give people bad information. Don't tell people that. The 630 says it's not a drink. They can't water it down. Well, they can still theoretically thin it out a little bit, I guess.
Just running the flu shot through a thimble.
Oh, man. I remember when the swine flu fears.
Oh, man.
In 1970, I think it was 78. Do I have that right?
Well, there was a more recent swine flu fear than that.
Well, there was bird flu. There was, but the actual, the swine flu panic of, it was either 77 or 78.
83.
No. And I was a kid. I was terrified. And everybody's all, you turn on the news and it's the swine. And it was the first time I'd ever seen one of those like phaser looking hypodermic needles with the trigger and the upside down bottle on top. And I was in a line at Highland Park High School or something. And it was like,
it was so
damn scary.
1976.
76?
Caused one death in New Jersey.
And that was it?
And that scared the hell out of everybody?
All because of one death in New Jersey?
You guys were a lot softer back then.
It was 76. Okay, so I was in first grade. And I remember Jimmy Carter having to talk about it. And it was terrifying.
See, I feel like in the last couple of decades, there's been another.
We had one in 2009. That was the other one. It shut my high school down for like 3 days.
Okay.
From swine flu hysteria.
It shut your, which high school?
Schaumburg.
Oh, not the Saxons.
Go Saxons. Yeah, shut us down. We weren't strong enough to deal with the swine flu.
That, which Illinois quarterback went there? Was it Kittner?
Yeah, Kirk Kittner. Okay, Kirk, right. And that's about it.
Okay.
It's about all you guys produced in Schaumburg?
Well, I don't know. Does Bolingbrook have a rich history of football
tradition?
Of
D1 talent? Oh, yeah.
Nope.
What, you?
Every year.
Okay.
Yes.
You, Dan Durkin, right?
Yeah, so we're not even like the top of the food chain.
Right, I mean.
Well, maybe I'm the top of the food chain or near, but yes, there's been a lot of
anybody
D1
else from
talent.
Bolingbrook ever played in the NFL?
Anthony Heron, you're listed on the Bolingbrook famous Wikipedia page.
I didn't know we had one of those, but.
You did.
Okay.
You're about
to erase it?
I think as of right now, I believe I am still not listed as a notable alum of Deerfield High School.
Well, who are the other stars that have come from Deerfield? Oh, well, of course.
Well, right. I mean, it should be.
They shouldn't list you above Hub, but you should at least be under Hub somewhere.
it shouldn't bother me.
But it obviously does because of what you just said there.
Let me see. Yeah, they
Shane, can you update their Wikipedia page, please?
No, I'm not.
No.
Notable alumni. Hub number one is Hub.
Hub appears on your show.
I mean.
Good old Robert Beavers, experimental filmmaker, notable alumni of Deerfield High School.
But
not one Daniel Bernstein.
And there's two NFL players, Lindsey Knapp and Brian Jurowitz.
Howie Carr, radio host.
Wait, hold on. I'm on the Wikipedia page here.
Me too. Classes of the 1960s. You're that old, right?
Oh, thanks. Hub Arkish is publisher of Pro Football Weekly, is the senior football expert for WSCR 670 AM. And then
the folks in Deerfield don't know that Hub comes on your show.
My name
You're not going on Hub's show.
My name is on the show. I still can't get on the page. You are a hater.
You know, I'm going to bring this up to Hub tomorrow. Maybe Hub is the catalyst.
I have blamed him for this in the past. There can be only one. No, right. I was like, yeah, whatever you do, don't put Percy on
the page. Are you the Deerfield Highlanders now?
We don't want it on the page. Can't have it. This segment brought to you by Dell. Dell's small business advisors help you get the right solution. Get up to 35% off select business PCs with Intel Core processors through December. Visit Dell.com/small business or call 877-BUY-DELL. We are going to do It's On after we get updated.
Scoreboard update.
If it makes you feel any better, the only notable person that I know from West Chicago High School is Ramblin' Red Rectum. The one time the team made the playoffs since the 70s, he came to the pep rally, and everybody was like, who the hell is this guy?
Who the hell is he?
he's Ramblin' Red. Come on, man.
Who doesn't know Ramblin' Red?
Oh! He played ball there, right?
I would assume so.
I think so, because his son was a really good player.
Oh, Rick, you don't even know him?
It's West Chicago football. Nobody knows. They've made the playoffs one time since the 70s. That's impressive. From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Rick Camp. Looking for something to do over holiday break? The Chicago Wolves are home for four games at Allstate Arena, including Saturday against Rockford. Make sure to arrive early for the indoor fireworks show. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for information. At Halas Hall, the Bears continue their final week of preparation for 2017, a divisional matchup against the Vikings they'll have on Sunday. Josh Sitton and Bobby Massey did not practice again, and the Vikings will be playing to lock in a first-round bye. Around the NFL, the Giants have hired former Panthers GM Dave Gettleman as their GM. Gettleman was in the Giants organization for 15 years before taking the job with the Panthers in 2013. In the college ranks, one bowl game in the books, Navy defeated Virginia 49-7 in the Military Bowl. The Camping World Bowl's underway. Virginia Tech leads Oklahoma State 7-6 in the second. On the ice, the Blackhawks are back tonight for the front end of a back-to-back in Vancouver. Anton Forsberg's going to be in net with Corey Crawford being placed on IR. The UC's other winner tenant, the Bulls, having now won 9 of 11, are off until tomorrow night. They host the Pacers without their star Victor Oladipo. The update was brought to you by Peloton. Today, what are you going to give? Give your home the one thing that will make you give it all. Live studio cycling with Peloton. Visit the showroom at Oakbrook Center and experience Peloton for yourself, or go to onepeloton.com. The update's also brought to you by Pearl Mortgage. Go to perldavid.com. I'm Rick Camp, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
So now, I guess it's on.
It's on.
Oh, it's on.
It's on.
It's on, okay? It's on. Once again, it's on.
So I'm not working tomorrow, so I don't necessarily have to watch sports, but I kind of want to because the Rockets and Celtics are on TNT starting at 7. And that should time up nicely with the Hawks at Vancouver starting at 9. Now, Vancouver sucks, but the Blackhawks will be starting Anton Forsberg in goal with only Jeff Glass to back him up. So it might be a competitive game that wouldn't have otherwise seemed as such. The late basketball game is the 76ers at Trailblazers. Also on TNT, there's some college basketball games also. I'm kind of looking at here. Nah, nah, no, meh, no, 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 meh, no. And the bowl games, no, I don't think so. You've got, what, the right now it's the Camping World Bowl. It's the Alamo Bowl, Stanford against TCU. Is Love Game going to play?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, he's going to play, and the other ones on at the same time is Washington State versus Michigan State. That's going to be the San Diego County Credit Union Holiday Bowl. I'm going to watch both of those.
Okay, maybe worth a look. I mean, you're the football guy. I know you're going to watch those. But here's what's complicating things, is that because we're getting close to movie awards season, it's when all these Screen Actors Guild members in good standing are beginning to receive our screeners of many of the nominated films, at least for the SAG Awards, and in turn the other award shows as well. The first two to arrive, Get Out and I, Tonya. So immediately, sometimes when you get one, you say, I look at the wife and you think of this. I want to watch both of those.
Okay, so you hadn't seen Get Out yet.
I've not seen Get Out yet.
Oh, okay.
Will right, I like good. It?
Yes, you will love it.
Okay.
Yes. I and can't it's a wait to hear your
a
thoughts.
A horror comedy?
Yeah.
Comedy horror?
Those exist. And yes. This is a very good one.
I would say on that very short list of genuine comedic horror films, one of my favorites ever, and that's a sort of a thin genre. Have you seen the original, I don't know if they've remade it, but American Werewolf in London?
You know what? Pieces. I've never watched the whole thing straight through.
David Naughton and Griffin Dunne and a young and lovely Jenny Agutter. It is one of the first films that took advantage of the then, after the fact, super famous makeup artist Rick Baker. Well, no, it's not based on the Warren Zevon song. We got a pina colada Trader Vic's, and his hair was perfect. But it's if you ever get the chance, and if you've never seen the movie, trust me on it. It still works on its own merits. It is scary as hell.
Okay.
And also funny. But like scary enough that you're going to be like, stuff will stay with you.
So I used to view that Jim Carrey movie, Once Bitten, I used to view that as a horror comedy. It's really just a comedy, but I watched it as a kid, and I found it scary as well.
Okay. But Get Out would be
Get Out is a true horror comedy.
Okay, so you're definitely
it's
football
genuinely
tonight?
Genuinely creepy. Yeah, I'm football tonight, and I mean, honestly, I got with the Army Bowl coming up on January 6th, and I'm so far behind. I got a lot of high school football film to watch to get myself ready for that broadcast, too.
Brand new on TLC tonight at 9 o'clock. New episode of I Catfished My Kids. Which is exactly what you think it would be.
What is wrong with you?
It's parents. This stuff is interesting. It's parents finding out things about their kids acting as a completely different person. It is the worst parents in the world, but it's very entertaining. More entertaining, I'd say, than the MTV special, the original Catfish.
Well, is it like what happened last week when the parents warned their daughter that her 17-year-old boyfriend might be a murderous Nazi, and she didn't believe them, and then the kid showed up and killed everybody?
I think it's based off exactly that.
Okay, because that was an ugly story.
The documentary of that.
Did you read that story?
No.
They had an intervention with this girl to say, we really don't like your boyfriend. We think he's violent, and he's expressed Nazi beliefs before. You should probably stay away from him. And then, like, by the end of the meeting, he showed up and killed everybody. It's like, that didn't end well.
Where did that happen?
This meeting is not exactly as we intended. That was like the Joakim Noah anti-violence meeting. Remember that?
No.
Yeah, Joakim Noah went out to the West Side to gather people together to have a meeting to stop the violence. And then on the way out of the meeting, the guy got shot in the face and killed.
Oh.
It's like, damn, that wasn't the purpose of the meeting.
Not at all.
This is a hate when that happens.
This is an unsuccessful meeting. That was not what we intended. How'd the meeting go? Not well. Really? You didn't bring peace? Well, one of the guys got shot in the face. He's dead now. Okay. Well, bad meeting. But did they have ruffles with dip? All right. So what did you? What? So that's it.
I catfished my kids at 9 p.m. Yeah. And I've got all my Chicago shows on NBC, that franchise, on the DVR. Ooh. So might tip into that a little bit.
Did Shep ever tell you he was actually trying to get us on one of those Chicago shows?
Was he really?
Yeah. There was one night where we were on, and some guy from the text line claimed to be like a producer for one of the Chicago shows. And we started talking about my brief foray into film. I auditioned for some movie that filmed here in Chicago over the summer, and they made it seem like I was really close to being in a movie with like Liam Neeson and Viola Davis, and then it didn't happen. So I was talking about that with Shep on the air one night, and this dude chimed in. Like, he was, I don't remember if it was Chicago PD or Fire or Justice or whatever. It was some Chicago show, but Shep stayed in contact with him, I guess. But I never heard anything. So either Shep is going to be on that show by himself, or the dude was just fronting.
That's just like the old Woody Allen joke about when he gets offered the endorsement for vodka, and he's like, I can't do it. I don't drink vodka. It wouldn't be right. And then he talks to his rabbi, and his rabbi's like, you can't do it if that's the case. And then a couple weeks later, he picks up a magazine, and they're endorsing the vodka is his rabbi. And a note here from Marlon Brando's Helper Monkey, who says, American Werewolf in London has been on a ton this month. He says, I've watched it in pieces at least 3 or 4 times the past couple weeks. God, I love that movie. Griffin Dunne kills it. Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
And if you don't know who Griffin Dunne is, longtime character actor, the Martin Scorsese movie After Hours is probably his finest single performance. He's absolutely, it's one of my favorite little lesser-known Scorsese movies. He's amazing in that movie. And he also plays the Mexico-based doctor that helps out Matthew McConaughey's character in Dallas Buyers Club.
Okay.
So that's just, every once in a while you see a movie, it's like, oh yeah, Griffin Dunne. Every time I see him, he's awesome. It's just one of those guys.
You know what? Horror comedy, maybe. What was the Quentin Tarantino movie where they
From Dusk Till Dawn?
From Dusk Till Dawn. Would that qualify as a horror comedy?
I guess, but that's two movies. The whole first act of that movie in the van with Clooney and all that. And then when the zombie movie starts, I would say that's more of a portmanteau. That's two genres smashed together rather than being one combined genre, because you really
portmanteau, it's either
a combined word. It actually is a piece of luggage with separate compartments in it, but it's also used as a word that's created made of two other words. So I've
always enjoyed listening to you because I like words, and I feel like you make some of them up.
I try not to, but
even when you make them up, it sounds convincing.
Yeah,
portmanteau.
A portmanteau is a large trunk or suitcase, typically made of stiff leather and opening into two equal parts. The secondary definition, a word blending the sounds and combining the meanings of two others. For example, brunch from breakfast and lunch, or motel from motor and hotel.
Okay.
What's the combination of a hotel and a motor? Where did that come from?
Driving.
Okay.
Motor hotel. So,
like off the side of a highway.
Correct.
Kind of thing.
Okay. And what I used to believe the definition of a motel was at one time was you had the rooms opened out outward onto a breezeway instead of inward onto a hallway.
So it's far easier for the axe murderer to get to you in a motel as opposed to a hotel.
Yeah, motel was for the motorist, for people who had just wanted a place to stop while motoring into a motel. And this says the modern portmanteau would be podcast, a portmanteau from the combination of iPod and broadcast. So there, that brings it up to speed for you millennials right there.
The more you know.
There you go. This segment brought to you by Webb Ford. For a great deal on Fords in Chicago, visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana. That was It's On. If you believe for a second that Shane Reard is actually watching I Catfish My Kids, I think you play a character on this particular segment.
I never play a character. No? I'm straight up always.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, that's part of the bit there that he's doing. So we have Bears All Access from 6 to 7.
Shane doesn't really have a beard.
We have
it's fake. Like the score Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
We have Lawrence Holmes coming back. Is Lawrence going to drop in and say hello? Okay, that's why I read that early because I didn't know I was. Oh, hi. Hello, lady. Hello.
Hello, lady.
Yeah, that was on the other night, too. What about the
that's
lady?
That's always on.
Hello, lady. When is that coming? When is the Andre the Giant documentary?
There's a documentary?
Yeah, there's like an HBO hour-long Andre the Giant thing that's supposed to be coming
where
out.
People
soon.
Just followed him with a camera?
No. It's the history, like a life and times and the whole thing.
Like a football life. They've had so many football
like
lives.
It was like they did the Ric Flair one. I actually watched it. People yelled at me because I didn't know who Ric Flair was. And
speaking of playing a character, how do you not know who Ric Flair
I
is?
I didn't know. None of my friends.
Had you heard of Hulk Hogan?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, but largely because he was Thunderlips in Rocky III.
Spring of 2018 for your Andre the Giant HBO documentary.
Spring. Mm. Okay, looking forward to that. All right, we'll say hi to Lawrence next on The Score.
Up next for the Bears, it's their final matchup of the season. A New Year's Eve divisional showdown with the first place Vikings. Get a full preview right here. Plus, be sure to tune in all day Monday for breaking news regarding John Fox's future with the Bears on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home.
What's up, everybody? It's Low Cash.
And it's time for Straight Talk.
We connect with our family as much as possible. I'm talking 5-6 times a day. You know, we got great wives. They understand a little bit more about the kids. My oldest is 7 now, and he's questioning everything. One of the questions last week was, Dad, I would do anything to get you 10 days straight at home. And my heart went in my stomach.
And it just goes on, you know, because that's all we have out here is our phones and our connection home. And, you know, it's just, it's everything.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to GEICO. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidge Woman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidge Woman, GEICO retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidge Woman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
I have a difficult time discerning meaning in anything that we're going to see from here on in. That's going to, other than watching Trubisky try to calibrate his targeting system. Because I don't mind throwing picks. If he's able to learn from these things. If he's able to say, oh, okay, that's not open. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Oh, hi there. Al Dukes here. And like most Americans, I too have a podcast. It's called Al's Boring Podcast.
WFAN's morning show producer hosts his own show.
Pro athletes have been in all of the Olympic sports except for boxing and wrestling.
Okay.
I also thought we should send our pro wrestlers over there. We could have sent Sergeant Slaughter to fight the Iron Sheik back in the 80s.
The height of
that would have been great for the Olympics.
Al, download and subscribe at thenewradio.com.
It's so boring.
Al's Boring Podcast.
But I love it.
He's a world-renowned strength and conditioning coach.
I'm not trying to blend with the crowd.
And he's here to share his thoughts on training for peak performance.
I'm trying to make an impact in this industry.
Joe DeFranco's Industrial Strength Show.
Strength and overall health. Building more muscle.
The best form of cardio for burning fat.
Sprinting will put muscle on you.
Getting lean, but still maintaining or even gaining muscle.
It's burning calories just sitting here.
Download and subscribe to Joe DeFranco's Industrial Strength Show every week at thenewradio.com app.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago sports station.
What a hole!
Here he is. Lawrence Holmes is here. And so for those texters talking about horror comedy and asking, what about Army of Darkness? Look, I love Sam Raimi's Army of Darkness. However,
it's a sex comedy.
No, it is not. It is not genuinely scary enough to be a horror movie.
Same with Zombieland.
I haven't seen Zombieland. But when I say comedy horror, I mean it's got to have actual. American Werewolf in London is legitimately scary.
Would you consider Get Out that?
That's what started the discussion.
He's getting ready to watch.
Hasn't it
been categorized as a comedy?
I just got my SAG screener of Get Out, and now that I've got 3 days off here, I'm thinking at some point I'm definitely going to watch it. But we were just talking about the very, very thin genre of horror, genuine horror comedy, legitimately scary and legitimately funny.
How much would it take for me to get a SAG screener? Like, if I would have gotten in this Viola Davis, Liam Neeson movie, would I immediately get a SAG screener?
No.
I'm actually surprised you're not in SAG.
Yeah, unless you're Taft-Hartleyed in. If you get three. You get three union jobs without having to join the union.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm actually surprised that you're not in it. And now, of course, the SAG people will be coming for your money.
SAG machine.
SAG machine. Yeah, I feel like I saw that Get Out for its awards were... Yeah, MTV movie has it as best comedic performance, and
okay.
Yeah, it's weird because to me that movie is a horror movie that happens to have some funny moments, but I wouldn't go as so far as to call it a comedy.
Okay, I mean,
that's me.
I want to go in with no.
Okay, my bad.
Presuppositions.
I watched it again this weekend.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
I'll like it.
If you don't like it, I would be shocked.
Okay. Yeah, I think you're going to thoroughly enjoy it.
Okay.
It is so thought-provoking and it's just well done.
And may I say, to add to it, you should go back after you watch it. Okay. I would suggest going back and listening to Jordan Peele, my doppelganger, on the Nerdist podcast. He sat down for an hour, like, talking about all of the movies that he drew from.
Okay.
And then you know, he talks about Key and Peele too.
He's such a smart dude.
But I think that you'll enjoy the conversation because you'll get a sense of at least what he says he was trying to accomplish with the film.
Have you ever heard Keegan Key talk about the story behind the East West, the college name bit?
No, but I'm curious about that. He's a big sports fan. He's a Detroit guy. Yeah.
Well, they both are.
He's a huge sports fan.
Obviously, they're both huge sports fans. Key more so than Peele.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently, Peele he sort of hinted at it. It's like, yeah, they were joking about some of the silly, odd names.
Shut it down!
He said he came back the next day with it completely written. He just showed up. It's like, by the way, yeah, that thing we were talking about, I put this together.
Well, the great part is all of the NFL guys that were like, I totally want to be in the next one you do.
Well, that's when you ended up with A.A. Ron Rogers.
Well, I mean, the guys with the weird names, DeBrickishaw Ferguson, right, sure. Like
Fozzie Whitaker.
Yeah, like, we want to be in this. This is hilarious, and it's also true.
Right, not only that, but the fact that it was A.A. Ron Rogers was also a reference to their other sketch.
Right.
With the substitute teacher.
A.A. Ron.
What about D. Nice?
Where is A.A. Ron right now?
Was the last guy like Dan Bailey from Utah?
Dan Smith.
Was it BYU? Was it Dan Smith?
Yeah. Dan Smith, BYU.
D. Nice.
It's Denise, though. All right.
Blake.
Balake, right? Where's Balake?
Balake. Where is Balake at?
Lawrence Holmes will be with you from 7 to 10 after Bears All Access. We thank our guests today, Kurt Heelan, Charles Davis, and Brian Billick. Anthony, thanks for a couple days. And
it's been fun.
I'll be listening tomorrow, maybe, if I'm out driving around. It'll be that usual...
Where are you going?
I'm off tomorrow.
Oh.
I actually took a day off because I sometimes forget you're allowed to occasionally take a day off.
Nope.
Do you actually want
a
day off?
I've been so shocked that out of all the people I don't see here while I'm here this week, he's the one I see. I'm like, oh, I figured you'd be the one I wouldn't see.
It always slips my mind that I'm allowed to not be here.
Yeah. And then you end up at the end of your year and you're like, wait, how many days
can I take 14 days off in the last 2 days of the year? Is that possible?
Can I do
that?
I had one of those years a couple years ago. It's like, what do you mean I have a bunch of days left?
22 years, I've never, ever, in 22 years, never used my full vacation time.
You're cheating yourself. You're shorting yourself.
I go where I want to go.
You're shorting yourself.
Thanks to our video director, Brian Gertsch.
Question right in the center, please. Hi, everybody. I'm Les Grabstein from the Score in Chicago and Associated Press Broadcasting. Fergie and everybody else, sports has really helped introduce you guys. Example, Let's Get It Started is played before so many NFL and NBA games by teams. And a lot of teams have even made a pretty nice in-game video with boom, 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 like the Chicago Blackhawks en route to a championship. Can you talk about how sports has helped introduce you to people who otherwise didn't know you before Let's Get It Started?
Get him, Grabber.
Madonna over here. Our producer, Shane Reardon.
Let's go out to Black. I don't know where you're from, Black, but you're on the air.
312-644-6767. The rest of you on there, we got Black psychiatrist.
There he is. A-hole. Whatever. All right, I'll be back on Monday for Black Monday, whether it's Bears related or not. I'm going to be here.
Black psychiatrist.
Plenty of stuff to talk about.
Lawrence, yes, I'll Holmes. Be with you.
That's right.
Yes.
So you will be sitting there.
Yes. Well, I'll be over there.
Right. Not. I know, because you're standing there. You'll be sitting there.
I'll probably be standing over there.
All right. I am looking forward to that. I will be back on Monday. Bears All Access, Lawrence Holmes. Have a wonderful weekend and a safe, happy, and healthy New Year's celebration. Don't be an idiot. Bye.
Thank you. That was great.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
You need a pass rusher, so you trade it up for a pass rusher. You need a quarterback, so you trade it up for a quarterback. Then you need full drafts, but they don't have full drafts because they traded up a couple times. They need to get more picks. You can't come out with five players.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ms. Judy Gold.
Welcome to Kill Me Now.
Radio.com presents award-winning comedian and writer Judy Gold.
Kill Me Now is a podcast about the things that piss people off. When you're pissed off, you're passionate.
Yes.
So what better thing to talk about? Because you know what? There's so many people who hold it all in. Now I'm just going to start with today. So number one.
How long is this show?
Shut up!
Kill Me Now with Judy Gold. Download and subscribe at the new Radio.com app.
This week. History of sports. The immaculate reception occurred this week in 1972. The Oilers' Wayne Gretzky became the fastest NHL player to get 100 points today in 1981. Today in 1986, Doug Jarvis, 31, set an NHL record of 916 consecutive games. The Bengals hired Dave Shula as the youngest NFL coach at age 32 this week in 1991. And this week in 1997, Chicago Bulls coach Phil Jackson became the quickest to reach 500 wins. Aries, this week your long winning streak continues. Ride it as long as you can. Taurus, use the week to get some much-needed rest. Next month is going to be exhausting. Gemini, ask for favors and finish your projects and approach the ones you're interested in this week because good results are in your stars. Cancer, this week's all about your finances. Chase those dollars and reevaluate your future plans. Leo, a wish or a romantic desire may come true this week. Be ready. And Virgo, changing your lifestyle could be beneficial, be it financially, intimately, or physically. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
Champagne is a must for every holiday party. Not just any bottle will do. Celebrate in style and good taste with Tattinger Champagne. Known for its excellent taste and quality, Tattinger will impress your friends and family this holiday season. From Brut Le Francais to Prestige Rosé to Comte de Champagne, you'll find your perfect taste. Whether you're the host of the party, a guest, or just planning a quiet celebration at home, Tattinger is the ideal choice. Purchase Tattinger Champagne at Chicagoland Grocery and Fine Wine and Spirits retailers this holiday season. It's Tattinger time.
This holiday season, Groupon has something for everyone. Because Groupon has gifts for people who like getting stuff and people who like doing stuff. People who like cookware and people who like restaurants. People who like headphones and people who like concerts. people who like staying in, and people who like going out, people who like relaxing in front of a new TV, and people who like relaxing at a high-end spa. So whether they like getting stuff or doing stuff, you can find the perfect gift on Groupon. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Every evening on the CBS Evening News, real news.
ISIS is thought to have several thousand fighters in Mosul.
What I said is what I mean.
It is a great sign that we are ready to confront white supremacy.
What would you say to the folks in Washington who are talking about cutting back on Medicaid?
You're going to have the blood of a lot of innocent people on your hands.
It's this gusty wind and the extremely dry conditions that are driving this fast-moving wildfire.
Real news every evening on the CBS Evening News.
Radio.com presents Gamertag Radio.
Gamertag Radio is all about video games.
All the latest news and coverage related to the gaming industry.
Join hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo.
Get daily interviews.
All the latest gaming coverage.
Roundtable discussion.
The latest news from Xbox, PlayStation, Nintendo.
Exclusive content.
Everything you need to know.
Developer interviews, VR, and more.
Gamertag Radio.
You don't want to miss this.